Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this is something like the 2080th day, Monday through Friday in a row, basically, that I have said hello to you on the Small Business Advocate Show. And this is our 8th anniversary. The official day is today. We've been celebrating it all week. We can't get enough of this, but today is the official day, and only about a week later, in fact, on the 24th day of 1997, November 1997, Beverly Williams joined me for the very first time, and she has been a steadfast supporter of all the things that we do, and therefore, by definition, all the things that you do out there, small business owners, especially those of you who are home-based business owners. And she's been with us right here all this time, and she is, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the world's experts, probably the world's expert on home-based business issues. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, and more importantly, she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I am especially pleased to be here today with you on your anniversary. I'm just astounded that it's been 8 years. The time has flown so fast, but it's marvelous what you do, and I congratulate you.
Well, thank you for that, but you know, it's all because of you.
No, I won't take it.
It's all because of you, Beverly. Well, you know, seriously, though, you know, I don't know anybody who's been with me. The only person who's been on the show more than you to support what we do and to talk about small business owners, probably Joan Pride, only because she's been doing the show every week for about 7 years now. And you've been doing it. You did it every week for a while and then alternating weeks for the last several years. But still, you and Joan are right up there on top. And isn't it interesting that the two people that I've turned to the most often over the last 7 or 8 years have been ladies? Don't I get some kind of a little badge or a cookie or something for that?
Well, yes. Sure you do. I'll give you a pat on the back. How's that?
Well, are you sure you can afford that, huh? Can you spare that?
I'm not sure my arm can reach that far, but, you know.
Well, what about...
It just goes to show you we're steadfast.
Well, that's the truth. No question about that. Beverly, what about home-based business owners? What's the news this week?
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking about this being the anniversary for you and my anniversary with you next week and all the changes that have happened. And I think we've talked about this a little bit before on other anniversaries, but it sort of ties in with an email that I received earlier this week from someone who wants to start a web-based business and wanted to know what licenses she needed to do that, licenses and permits. And it just sort of brought back the biggest change. Of course, the technology is what spurred this whole thing, but the biggest change has been the workplace being on the computer, the market being worldwide, international for people because of websites.
The marketplace is on your screen, not necessarily in your neighborhood.
Exactly. And so it has really changed how people do things, some of it for the better, but some of the biggest problems still are people not realizing that even if you have a virtual business, you need a business plan, a plan for that business. And that's one of the biggest things I've been coming up against. People not understanding, they think because they can sit down and do something on the computer, you know, build a web page and they'll come. And, of course, that's not what happens.
You know, somebody asked me once this year, actually a couple of big companies, as I've worked with larger companies from time to time, Beverly, helping them speak the language of small business, which is one of my favorite things to do. I have actually had a couple of large companies ask me, do small business owners mind being called small business? In other words, some of them actually, they actually, some big companies, people in large companies, and it's not their fault. I mean, this is not critical. It's just a reality. Some of them know so little about the mind and the attitude of a small business, they don't even know whether they're using the right terminology. Are we being rude if we call you a small business? They actually think that they might be. And I told them two things. Number one, no, small business owners don't mind being called small business at all. In fact, I wear mine as a badge of honor, mm-hmm. number one. But number two, what we have to realize is there are millions of small business owners. In fact, probably the majority of small business owners don't even think of themselves that way.
That's correct.
They don't even think of themselves as having a business. Right. They're just tinkering on the computer, as you were saying. They're just, or maybe if it's their full-time job, that's what they think of it as. Well, I've just got to, I used to work over there, now I work here.
Right.
And they don't really, and so Beverly, my point is, to your point, is they've got to get to that realization. They've got to come to that understanding about themselves before they can even say, you can't have a business plan unless you accept that you are a business.
You're absolutely correct. But if somebody is asking me, do I need a license or a permit for this, at least I think they're heading in the right direction about thinking of themselves.
Or is that, maybe we're giving them too much credit, Beverly. It might be that they become so conditioned to having to ask the government every time they turn around. Maybe that's just a natural reaction.
Well,
that's kind of depressing, isn't it?
That one sort of stumps me. I don't think
that throws a wet blanket on everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It
you can really always does. Count on me, can't you, Bev?
Well, you know, because I'm such a rebel, I never ask anybody for anything. So
Beverly, you asked for forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah, I don't do that too often either, though. I think that the small business owner's mindset is one that, like you, I agree that it's not a derogatory thing to call us a small business owner unless you are using it in a derogatory tone and basing it on how much money we make.
Yeah.
When you collectively put us all together, we are the economy of this country.
It's the second largest economy in the world.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. I've talked about that before.
Right.
It's the second largest economy, and I'll explain that to you one day, folks. Go ahead, Bev.
And when you take the home business owners out of the equation of small business, you have more than half of all the small business owners are home-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took, and those are the ones we acknowledge and know about.
Right.
Or let us acknowledge them. You take those people out, then you still have a significant number of small businesses, but the impact isn't nearly the same
Right. Without
home-based businesses. So, you know, we are a force to reckon with. And
even though home-based is not, the folks who are home-based are not right out on Main Street where you can see them, they still contribute immensely to the economy. And we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Beverly Williams. She and Don Cooper are the co-authors of The 30-Second Commute, available wherever books are sold. If you're home-based or want to be, you need to check out this book. 20 after, stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. 2080th day that I've said that. I think that's what today is, the 2080th live show, Beverly Williams, that we've done since we began back in 1997. You know, Beverly, many of the stations around the country are now owned by larger corporations like Clear Channel and some of those folks Cox and all the different ones,
right.
And they were made possible by the Telecom Act of 1996. But in 1997, when I started doing the show, those guys didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
They've just come into existence really and into their own since then. So I've been around long. I'm an independent syndicator. I've been around longer than those guys have. But yet they've gotten bigger than me. I'm not sure how I let that happen.
Something unfair about that.
I'm going to have to work on that, aren't I? Well, we go for quality, not quantity, Beverly.
There you go. I like that.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Sticking to it, yeah.
That's right. Beverly, we're talking about, and by the way, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
I hope you'll check it out, folks. They can find out more about your book there, too, can't they?
They can, and just about everything else you need to know about home-based businesses as well.
Check it out when you get a chance. Beverly, home-based business owners, one of the, if I could say anything, if I had them sitting at our knee right now, all of them out there and the ones who want to be, I would just say to them, look, if you're going to say, once you recognize that you're a home-based business owner, and I think that might not be hard for them to get it. I mean, I think they would get that. I think that'd be pretty intuitive for them to say, I'm home-based.
Right.
Because I think you've been out there enough talking about it. You and others, Paul and Sarah Edwards, on and on, all the different folks that you know very well, have been talking about this enough. I think people maybe get that. That they're home based. That's that part they get, but the business owner part, I think that's the part because if they've always been an employee, now they become home based part time or full time. I think that they might think that you've got to have a storefront downtown or something out on the strip or something if you're going to be a real business. Don't you think that might be what they're thinking?
Well, I think you're right because those are what they see. Or they've experienced, as you said, either as an employee, they've been a member of a big company, which looks like an impossible task for them as an individual to do, or they have seen the retail stores, and they're not really classifying themselves in the same way.
Like they're a child of a lesser god or something.
Exactly.
And you're not folks at all.
No, absolutely not. If anything, you are. Or can be as much, if not more, of a business than those that you've experienced before.
Just as much, yeah.
Yeah, it's a matter of how you perceive yourself and how you behave. I have a piece that I like to say when I talk to people in my classes. If you believe it, you will be it. Fake it until you make it. If you act as if, it will happen. And those all may sound trite. But they really are true. If you think of yourself as a business owner and you act as a business owner and you do the things a business owner will do, then no matter where your business is based, you will be a business owner. You are a business owner, and others will perceive you that way. And that's what you have to have in order to be taken realistically and therefore get your customer base and have a real business.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's two things that I think is important to remember, Beverly, and that is that as you and I have spoken about many times before in the past, there was a time when you didn't really tell people you were home based because you would be seen as an oddity. That's not the case anymore.
No, absolutely.
The people that we talked about a few minutes ago, who are out on the strip or wherever they may be, they don't think of a home-based business owner as an oddity anymore, so you shouldn't. That's number one. But number two, Beverly, and this is my favorite thing to tell a home-based business owner, the original business that any human ever invented, ever created, the very first one, however many millennia ago that was a home-based business.
That's exactly right.
And so why isn't what you're doing as a home-based business, why wouldn't that make you feel pretty proud? I mean, to think that you're doing it, you're doing what you're doing is as fundamental as business itself.
Well, like you said, it's what this not only this country, but the world was founded on. People didn't go somewhere else to work from the very beginning. It was always based in their home, from their home. And you can't do without us, folks. We're here to stay.
Folks, before we go, Beverly, we got about a minute left.
Okay.
As some of you remember, I was in Maryland, Western Maryland, where Beverly is, in Garrett County, Maryland, last month. No, actually, first of this month, wasn't it? A couple
of
weeks ago.
And I
just have to say one more time, Beverly, what a great community you guys have up there in Mountain Maryland, in Deep Creek Lake part of the world up there in Western Maryland. You guys have got a great community up there, wonderful people. You were so nice to us. You did a great job of putting on the Our Story Conference. And I just have to say that one more time. It was a lot of fun for us, and I'm really proud of the marketplace you guys have up there.
Well, thank you. They're working hard. We're all working hard to promote this area appropriately. And we really appreciated your coming here and doing the show from here and speaking here. It was wonderful to have you.
We had a great time. Be sure to tell Charlie Ross, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, that I gave him another plug today, by the way.
I will do that.
Hey, thanks, Beverly. Thanks. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
I'll be here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and she'll be back. Quick break, right back with our good buddy Russell Brown right after these messages. It's 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.